Only $19.99. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the door.
So he says, oh, you know, I'm not. Just I know people think I'm gay, but I'm not gay.
Yeah,
he said, but
you so hard to
you act gay. I mean, because you're so, there's certain things about you that you never really have a date. And if you do, people think it's like a range,
right,
to make you look hetero.
Bring people up.
And I told myself, I don't even care if you're gay. I said, I don't even care. Yeah. Nobody cares. Why don't you just come out with it?
True, dear.
Yeah, I said, you wouldn't be the only gay guy in the radio business. I said, there have been radio people who have been gay.
Microphones are on.
What?
Microphones are on. They're hot. Mics are live.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day.
What? That describes us, all right.
Yeah.
I didn't mention any names, did I?
Yeah.
I'll be
with you. Yeah, you did.
Oh, boy. Now he's going to be mad.
Gold dust at my feet.
Oh, yeah, you did say all he. So that eliminates a whole gender.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Glad to have you. Another round of whatever this is that we do. This is, what is this Tuesday?
It is.
Yep.
Tuesday, Colin Jeffrey comes in with all the entertainment stuff. I really like that segment because I like it when people say, don't waste your time on this. This is horrible. If they say it in a way that you can tell it really is horrible, it really does save you. Because how many times have you watched something, I can't believe I sat through that. I kept waiting for it to get good. It wasn't good.
Well, let me think. Normally I bail on stuff once I...
No, I give it about 20 minutes. That's sort of my... But then when Colin says, oh my goodness, he kind of knows, I think, at this point what I would like. I know Peon does. Peon's pretty good. You wouldn't like it. My wife went to see Brooklyn with a girlfriend. And she says, I'm going with a girlfriend because you'd hate it. She knows. No, she knows the stuff that I just wouldn't like. And I'm glad she does because I don't want to waste my time going to see that. That the Danish girl.
Oh.
With Redmayne. Eddie Redmayne.
Just the title.
I'm so sorry I watched that. I can't believe that I didn't go to the theater to watch it. I am a member of the Screen Actors Guild. I don't like to brag about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I am in the same union with Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Meryl Streep. We're all in the Screen Actors Guild.
Ooh. You guys get together?
All the time.
Disgusting.
And I'm only in the Screen Actors Guild not because I'm a screen actor, because they merged with AFTRA, which is the American Federation of Television Radio Artists. So I'm in that union. So they merged. Here we go. There it is, Dan. There's that thing again.
They merged.
So when they merged, you know, I'm automatically in the Screen Actors Guild.
Are you selling trucks?
What?
Are you selling trucks?
Oh, that did sound like my truck
voice. Yeah, they merged. They merged.
So that's an inside thing. Now, because of that, they send the guild members DVDs of movies when they hit the theaters. I can like sit at home and watch a movie. It's fantastic. So I watched this Danish girl. I don't like it at all. I don't like, and I never have liked, men dressing up and looking like women. Drag queens. There's something that makes me, it's an ick factor. It's like, ew. I don't want to see a guy in pantyhose. I don't want to see a guy with lipstick and eyelashes and eyeliner and shadow and blush and a wig and looking too much like a girl. So much, when I say too much, that you can get fooled by it.
Yeah.
And we've all seen these female impersonators who they look like Cher. And I don't know why it is that their favorite ones are Dolly Parton and Cher. They have a few favorites to dress up like. Not only would I not go to a drag queen show, you'd have to pay me a large sum of money to go. I just don't like it. I didn't like it when Milton Berle, back in the olden times, would come out dressed in lipstick and a dress. I just felt like, ugh, why would you do that? I don't want to see a guy wearing pantyhose. I just don't. So I didn't like Danish Girl. people have every right to do whatever they want to do. I love the fact that J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, was outed years later. He was a cross-dresser.
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah.
The last guy you'd expect. The dun, 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 dun. That was the theme for the FBI. Who was the guy that starred in that? I can see his face.
Oh.
The FBI. It was a TV series. And it was about Elliot Ness or something. Somebody will call, Dan, and they'll tell you.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Well, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
That was in 77 Sunset Strip.
Well, but he was also in
the FBI.
I think Peon might be right. He might have been the FBI.
For Wikipedia.
But you didn't see any scenes of Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. coming out in the dress and high heels.
No.
Like J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, Philip Abbott played Arthur Ward, assistant director to... Oh, so there were a couple.
Well, there have been a couple. There's another one. Oh, my goodness. He talked.
William Reynolds.
William Shatner. Who am I thinking of? The guy. Oh, man. He had sort of a delivery like this. And he was in either the FBI or.
Not Charles
what
Bronson.
What was the show where there are 8 million? Oh, was it The Naked City? There are 8 million stories in The Naked City. This is one of them. That's kind of how the show started or ended. And it was, I think,
like called, a Dragnet type of thing?
Yeah, it kind of was, like a cop show. So, folks, here we are as KTRS celebrates 20 years. For about 19 of those 20, we've been here. Other than Farmer Dave Schumacher, I believe we are the radio people who have been here longer than anybody else here. Only Farmer Dave.
Yeah, I think so.
And Farmer Dave is an oddity. Not only in the radio business, oddity in humanity. He's just he is. He's a guy who apparently requires no sleep.
Oh,
you can turn on the radio at 3 a.m, Farmer Dave Schumacher, and there he is. Mm-hmm. And then there he is, middle of the day, doing a farm report. Karn came in and just under the dollar boy, soybeans in December, yeah. Karn.
January pork bellies.
Yeah, the guy requires no sleep. It's unbelievable. And he's a farmer. He's a real farmer, and he's an auctioneer. So hats off to Farmer Dave, the guy who I think, correct me if I'm wrong, holds the title of being at KTRS when the call letters became KTRS longer than anybody.
I believe so.
Yes. Well,
he has to be.
He was on the air when it was WIBV before they bought this signal, when everybody was over at 1260.
So he was sort of waiting in the wings in the green room
before
even the KTRS. He was still ready to go.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. How do we get rid of him? Because then, because then we can hold the title. You knock him out of the top spot. Then we will be the reigning chaps. We'll be the people who've been here the longest. We just have to get him out of here.
He has the farm crowd locked up.
Well, accidents happen. When you're on a tractor,
and
the brakes fail.
Combine accident. Isn't it always a combine?
Yeah. Somebody cut the brake lines to the combine. Things happen. Farmer Dave, watch your back, buddy, because we want that top spot. So after all these years, here we sit on this, the 19th day of April, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Every day, Peon hopes I'll forget them, which is why I try to never, ever forget it.
We place it different spots in the show, so it's
I'm supposed to do it first thing, get it over
with,
so the peon doesn't sit there through the whole show going, I hope he doesn't do that. Just get out of the way. I like to, but sometimes I do forget it. I grab it, hopefully, during the Playhouse. We have a huge show planned for you. Okay, that's
we
a lie.
Do?
No, that's a lie. I made that up.
It's news to me.
I'm kidding. We have nothing. We have you, and we have Colin, and that's pretty much it. And a joke in the Playhouse. The rest is up to you. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Let me introduce Eon the Peon. He is the father of little Archie, who had another monthly birthday 2 days ago. And 2 days ago, he was, hang on, he was 16 months old.
I believe that's correct. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Peon showed me a video of Archie today, and he's able to. We went to the ball game the other
last week.
Yeah, yeah, last week. Yeah. And Archie was. Peon had this book, and he'd opened the book up, and it had little animals in it, and he was pointing to the animals and stuff, and Archie was making the noise of the animal.
Now, is he talking?
A few words, yes, but...
Yeah, he says, yeah, Uncle Dan.
Yes, he says that. He's already got Uncle Dan down.
But now, my grandson will be 3 in July, and he already speaks 5 languages.
Woo!
So Archie, you know,
he's got ways to go.
Yeah, Archie's a little bit behind.
5 languages.
He hasn't even mastered English yet.
But he has a video of him. Or Peon just says, kitty cat, and he makes the noise, a lion, and he makes the noise.
Yeah, so. I took a video of him last night because I know he can do it by me saying the name and pointing to the picture, but I hadn't tested him last night just by saying the name to him. And sure enough, he knew.
Oh, man.
He knows about 5 or 6 sounds.
Go back
so
and watch Parenthood and watch Rick Moranis using flash games.
Oh, I remember the yes.
That, yeah. That is absolutely hilarious. And by the way, the stuff you just described that's so cute, every single kid does.
I know. Yes.
You're going to be just like every other parent. Oh, you're not going to believe it. I showed Archie a picture of a lion, and he did the lion sound.
No, they don't. Archie's the only one.
Yeah. 6 million other kids yesterday did the same thing.
Yes.
And so, what do you have for the bird show?
Thank you very much. I was debating whether to talk about this or not, but some new evidence just came out, so I thought I'd cover it. The Cardinals played the Cubs last night. The Cubs handed the Cardinals a nice loss, shut us out.
Is this about the booing of Hayward?
Yes, but more than that. So I wake up this morning, and I see there was a story out of the New York Daily News claiming the only evidence they had in the story was 4 Twitter accounts.
This is the N-word.
Yes.
Yeah.
4 Twitter accounts, I guess, during the course of, because the game was on ESPN last night. And these 4 Twitter people, I don't know what you call Twitter, just people with Twitter accounts, posted Twits. That while the ESPN feed was carrying, some of the crowd mics picked up people saying the N-word to Jason Hayward.
Really? Is that a fact, or is that what somebody says?
Well,
heard this audio?
The article, that was the only evidence the article had. So now, this evidence coming out now, ESPN is going back through the audio. They can't find any instances of this.
Let me interrupt to say something here. In 2016... I find it not completely impossible to believe, because there are knuckleheads and skinheads and racists, but it is almost impossible to believe that in a crowd of people, anybody would yell the N-word.
That's what I was going to say. Usually the hardcore racist would...
They're at home in front of the TV and down in the hills.
Yes, in their crowd of people with similar beliefs saying that not really just in a huge crowd like that.
No.
They're usually cowards in that way, racists are. So, and now, of course, all this national, you know, and the funny thing is the 4 Twitter accounts were all Cubs fans that were claiming this.
There you go.
And now, and so now the national coverage is all, you know, all the Chicago media is picking up on this, and are the Cardinals, you know, it just goes
now
back to...
Now it doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Exactly, because now it's already out there, and it's just another instance for anybody on either coast to go, oh, there's those Midwest rednecks again, you know, racist, and it leads people to go, oh, well, yeah, Ferguson happened. It's not surprising that
so people... So ESPN said they went back through their audio.
That's
and
the
didn't
latest that they're saying, yes. There's no evidence. Yet of this.
Yeah. But you know what? The sad thing is, now it doesn't matter.
No.
In fact,
it's
if there's
like,
no evidence, it's like hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. It doesn't matter. People still put their hands up. Hands up, don't shoot. And it's too bad, because that's not... The Cardinal fans aren't like that.
No.
Do I think it's possible that some loser who'd had 9 beers could have done that? Yes. Possible, but I don't think this happened.
No, I have a very hard time of finding it.
You got to be out of your mind in a public place to yell, "Hey, get off the field, N-word!" Mm-hmm. You got to be
because
nuts.
Yeah, you'll have the whole everybody around you will be.
They'll
you
beat
know,
the crap out.
Yeah,
of you.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. And they did boo him, and he expected I think.
Oh, they knew that would happen.
Yeah,
and he should be booed.
That.
And he had a great line. Hayward had a great line about it. He goes, "It's night. I'm." glad that they booed me because that means they were sad to see me go.
Which is a great way to look at it.
Probably, and in most cases, why people were booed. Because, yeah, most people were upset that he left to go to Chicago.
The Cubs, boo!
Yeah, and the Cubs.
It's fun. It's kind of fun. I mean, I get it. But I don't buy the N-word thing.
All these other baseball fans get so mad how a lot of national outlets claim we're the best fans in baseball. They get so upset about that. So it just leads everybody else to jump on the bandwagon with this and go, oh, these are the so-called best fans of baseball shouting out the N-word to somebody. So
who's most likely to do it is a young black thug who would run into Hayward somewhere, and the guys, the thug is from St. Louis, would go, hey, man, what's the matter with you, N-word? What's the matter with you, my N-word, leaving St. Louis? What are you thinking? That's where it would probably happen, because those guys call each other that. I didn't just say all black people called each other that. You know the type I'm talking about. You've heard it. I've heard it. It's in the rap music. It's in the videos. It's on the street. Hey, how's my knee? Yeah. So I don't think it happened. I'd like to think nobody now is stupid enough to do that in the public place.
Yes. Yeah. Usually racists like that are cowards. They don't usually do that.
You're right. Now we're stuck with that stigma. Yeah, so it'll get spread.
When it's found out later, ESPN says we have no evidence. It'll be buried on, you know, some back page somewhere. Mm-hmm. Next thing I have, I played frisbee golf over the weekend, and I knew I am susceptible to poison ivy. In fact, over the course of my life, I've had it really bad a couple of times.
I've only had it, I think, twice.
But I've managed to stay mostly free of it the last couple of years. Anytime I realize that I might be in somewhere, and I definitely was in some patches where there definitely was poison ivy, because a frisbee golf, most places in a park somewhere, usually there's a lot of trees where...
Why didn't you have Angela go retrieve the
frisbee? Well, she wasn't there. She was out of town over the weekend, so that's why I was out playing frisbee golf.
I want to get you in on the game. Come on, man. I don't ever want to exclude you. Go get that frisbee.
And it's like regular golf where you can have a bad shot that goes into the woods, you know.
I've never played frisbee golf.
It's fun. What's
the ultimate goal? You don't obviously put it in a hole. What do you do?
It's like a chain link fence post, and then there's a basket up top.
Okay, so there is a target.
And there's a bunch of chains hanging on it. So you could actually hit the frisbee with some speed into the chains, and then it'll knock it down into the cup. And so, you know, it's like a big basket.
Okay. And they have different frisbees, too, don't they? You can use...
Yes.
You like, can have frisbees for driving and frisbees
for... Yeah, they'll say on the disc, yeah, this is a driving disc, a mid-range shot disc, a putting disc. And basically, it's all just aerodynamics. The driver disc is real skinny, you know, on the edges are sharper, so it'll cut through the wind better. So afterwards, in any time over the last...
demonstrate quickly what cutting through the wind sounds like.
Here you go.
For those who've never played it.
All right, here.
Here's cutting through the wind.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
There you go.
There it is. So after I was done, I took sanitizer, and this is what I've done over the last couple of years, and just wiped it all over everywhere. And and I've seen videos about this. The only reason you get poison ivy is the urushiol oil that the plants have.
Listen to Mr. Simon.
Well, I've had to kind of become an expert at this because how bad I've gotten this. That's how you get it. And so... anytime, you know, after you've been in it, you have like so many hours to get that urushiol off of you before. So sure enough, I just scrub all my arms and legs all over with
all your arms. How many do you have?
Well, both of them.
Six.
all
he's
you know,
a frisbee player
from shoulder to fingers, the entire arm just with sanitizer. My legs, I even did my face with sanitizer. And
you ditch your wiener because you don't want that stuff to get on.
No. Oh man,
no, because. I was clothed while I was playing, so it didn't
have
a chance.
You might have gone to pee or something.
Yeah.
Stretch your wiener
to pee pee.
I'm trying to be childlike. You might have urinated and touched yourself with poison ivy hands.
So it worked, but then yesterday I noticed I wear a a bracelet, a rubber bracelet. It's a memorial bracelet for a cousin who passed away.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Now there's a patch of poison ivy where that bracelet was because I just rubbed over the bracelet. I didn't think to get underneath the bracelet while I was scrubbing everything down.
Wow.
So now I have just a little patch around on my wrist where...
Thanks a lot, cuz.
Yes.
So you have to be careful.
So
now,
yeah, you really have to be... the people that have that bad... There's a way. It's there's a guy. I mean, you can search. There are people that claim you can never get poison ivy again if you follow this method. And this guy has a video where he said it's like car grease. Because he said, have you ever noticed if you're working? Well, not me. I don't work on a car, but people that work on cars afterwards, they wash their arms and everything. And later on, you're eating a dinner, and all of a sudden you notice, hey, I missed. You know, there's some grease on my elbow or something. He said that urushiol is like car grease, where you have to make certain to scrub well to get all that oil off, or else that's how you get the rash. So
now
I have a little patch on my wrist.
A lot of people from
itching. Boy, just even a little patch like that is so irritating.
Now, I remember
that itch.
A couple of times I've had it. It is the itch of all itches.
And we have some of that stuff at home, that spray, that nothing works. You know, over the when I was a kid that I had it, they had those oatmeal baths. Remember
no,
that?
And that Aveeno? Calamine crap does nothing.
No, that Aveeno bath where it was like you poured all this junk in the tub, and nothing ever seemed to work. So,
I never had
some people aren't
and I've been
allergic
in
it, to it.
I've been in it before, and I know I've been gone through woods and stuff and have touched it and never got it. And one time I got a little tiny patch on my finger. And it was the weird. I said, what in the world is that? And they said, it's poison ivy. And, man, it itched like crazy, too.
Yeah.
And you can't scratch it.
No.
Like, we start bleeding or something.
Yeah, well, that's the confusing part, too. I don't know if that, because, you know, the rash kind of has, like, an oil to it, too, when, you know, it starts bumping up. And I don't know if that can lead to, I think even that can lead to spreading.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah,
you have to be really careful.
Is the itch of poison oak the same as the itch of poison ivy?
See, yeah. I don't know. I've had a couple really bad ones before, and in sumac's another one. I don't know how you differentiate between
the... I think they're all about the same, but
I had it so bad one time the entire back of my neck was like one giant
you look like the
patch.
Elephant man,
and I had an eye swollen shut one time from it. Yeah,
my son
really
Corey gets my oldest son Corey gets it really really bad like that, and he's had to have the shots, the what in the heck are those, the
the
prednisone shots and stuff. Yeah.
But, so sanitizer does work if you're out in poison ivy, but just make sure you get every inch of it where you think you've been exposed to it.
Mm. I tell you what else works. Right after Christmas morning, everything St. Nick touched in your house, sanitizer. In case he had any germs. Because he visits the homes of sickly kids.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Sure, yeah.
He does.
So when he's out of your house, get the sanitizer and take care of that. As a little kid, you ever have pink eye?
No.
That's the worst. You wake up and your eyes are glued shut.
They're like weeping, too.
Yes. Oozing and glued shut.
Yes. No,
the
that's
worst.
A bad one.
Pink eye is really, really contagious, correct?
Yeah, it's a viral deal.
So if it's somebody you don't like, run up to them and rub your eyes on them. Bury your face in
your
eyes,
not rub
something.
On them.
Yeah.
That was it. That was all I had.
Dan, did you have anything?
Well, I just had... I had one thing, and I'm like Peon. I don't know if I want to go there either, where he went talking about Hayward and everything, and I wasn't going to talk about Hayward. I was going to talk about this North Carolina thing. I don't understand why people are saying that they're discriminating against a guy that wants to go into a girl's bathroom or a girl that wants to go into a guy's bathroom. When they have their parts, just because they're dressed like
that's stupid. Here's the words. Stupid.
Yeah, like a guy's dressed like a woman.
No, it gives every sick weirdo in the world a reason and an excuse to go in the other sex's bathroom.
I just don't. I heard that today. I thought.
No, the whole thing is stupid.
Yeah, they said it's discriminatory.
Screw
against.
These people.
It's like, how is that being. How are you discriminating against someone that has a wiener that wants to go into the girl's bathroom? My daughter if my daughter's like 12, 13 years old.
You don't want a guy with testicles and gonads coming in there in her bathroom.
No, and you don't.
Even if he has a skirt on.
Yeah, and you don't.
Especially if he has a skirt on.
No, and if I go walking in while I'm dressed, you know, like a guy and everything, go walking into the girl's bathroom, is that okay?
Then, no, you have to put on a dress.
Yeah.
But that's the point. You can disguise yourself as some transgender thing, when in fact you're really not, just because you want to go in because you're a sick weirdo.
I don't.
That's the problem with all this.
I just don't get it. And then Bruce Springsteen and who else? Ringo Starr and
Pearl Jam.
Now Pearl Jam. They all said, yeah, we're not playing in North Carolina. Well, what they're doing is screwing their fans out of seeing them. It's not the people. I don't know if it's so much.
We're not gonna perform in your town until you let weirdos go into the bathrooms they don't belong in. Well, fine. You know what? Then don't perform here.
Yeah,
I see, what's wrong with this? The pussification of America. What's wrong is we should stand up and go, fine, screw you. Then you're not going to perform anywhere in this country because we're not having that. Take your act overseas, and we're not kowtowing to your demands just because you're famous.
Yeah.
You have no business telling us what to do because you're a star.
I just don't understand it, because there's a men's sign and a women's sign, and then just
we're not supposed to understand it.
We're
supposed to go along with everything that a handful of people say we should do.
Yeah.
All right, let's close the Burke segment.
Okay.
Burke segment is official. Well, we've got this business done. First, the business of Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Can I talk about hockey? I know for 3 days that's been a hockey segment. I know the Blues in the playoffs. And I know. What's the latest? Did they play last night?
They
play tonight.
They play tonight. Okay.
8:30.
Can't talk about that, but that's not my job. My job is to talk about Johnny Landoff, not just the man, but the dealership, because the dealership is a reflection of the man and his father. The people that work there and the way they treat you, that's not just by accident. They didn't just happen to get lucky and put a lot of people together who are like-minded and decided to all do business the same way. No, it's by design. There's a way that they do business. And if you're going to work there, then you're going to deal with customers the way that Mr. Landoff Sr. would have had you deal with customers. And fortunately for the dealership, when Junior, oh, he hates that, when John Junior came along, he decided to just take the torch and keep running with it the way it had been lit by his dad. And that was a very smart thing to do. And that is to just let everybody know that even though you're a car dealer, even though you do well, and you can certainly afford a couple of new cars or more every year, you actually understand that to a lot of people, this is a huge purchase. Even if it's a pre-owned vehicle, to a lot of people, if that's their new car. When I was a kid growing up, my goodness, if we got a used car, which we were able to a couple of times, it might as well have been new. We were so excited. And that's still the case with a lot of people. Then there are people who just by choice don't want a new car. They prefer a pre-owned because they want some depreciation to be eaten by somebody else. They get a car 2 or 3 years old. It's taken its biggest hit in depreciation. Still got low miles. Still like a brand new car. Those people, a lot of them could still afford a new car. Then you got the new car buyers. And there's a lot to be said for it if you can afford it, because it's not just the new car smell. It's that full, fat warranty. It's just the idea that I'm the first person to get behind the wheel of this car. This was my baby before it was anybody else's. So whatever slot you fall into, maybe you're a guy that likes to buy something out of the rental fleet. Because I heard him say, you know, they just sold a bunch of rental cars. Maybe you're a demo person. You want to get a demo end of the model year when the new ones come out. I get that too. But whichever way you shop, do us a favor. If you're a listener, and you're really AM and the PM, would you please, please, at least give Johnny Landoff Chevrolet a shot at your business? Because I'm going to tell you something. Everything I say is as true as everything I say about my dentist, about Schaefer Auto Body. Down the line, I am telling you the truth when I tell you, you're going to be hard-pressed to find another dealership where you're going to be treated the way you are at Johnny Landoff. I know that price is important, and of course they know it's important. They have to know it's important. It's very important. So I don't even need to talk about that. Because I can just tell you, I don't care what model Chevy it is, you're not going to go anywhere else and get a better deal. You might go somewhere and go, hey, I can get this at Landau for $23,495. And they'll go, well, we'll do $23,494. That might take a dollar off. Go back to John. He'll take another dollar off. It's a game. It's a game they don't need to play because their prices are always going to be competitive. So if you want that service, you want that competitive pricing and that legacy of tremendous customer service, please include in your shopping. Notice I didn't tell you not to shop anywhere else, because I really do believe sometimes when you shop other places, you'll be sold even more on the way they do business. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, Washington, Elizabeth Exit off Interstate 270. You can shop them 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, well, things look pretty well right now. A couple of slow spots on westbound 70 between the Earth City Expressway, Highway 94, eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, and a little heavy on westbound 40 around Boone's Crossing and then from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 KTRS. We're live, we're local, and now we're 20 years old.
Happy birthday, KTRS!
Our secret for longevity? We're a locally owned, community-driven radio station with local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans while we work, play, and live in St. Louis. Can't get more local than that. The Big 550 KTRS. For 20 years, we're more than just a radio station.
Hi, this is Cardinal broadcaster Mike Shannon, but more importantly, I'm a St. Louisan. I was born and raised in St. Louis, graduated from CBC High School, and a few short years later, broke into the big leagues wearing the uniform of my hometown team, the St. Louis Cardinals. When my playing days were finished, I could have gone anywhere on the planet. My choice is St. Louis. It's where I work, it's where I live, it's where I play. And when it comes to my business, there's no better place on earth. I want you to meet the people of St. Louis who feel just like me.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action, and we want to share it with you. Come to the first celebration of spring and enjoy some Florissant hospitality at our 54th Valley of Flowers Festival, the gold standard of community events. The festivities run from Friday, May 6th to Sunday, May 8th at two terrific venues with free admission to all events. The Nice Grounds features barbecue, carnival rides, games, the Queen crowning Sunday, May 8th. The Florissant Egan Center has the famous Soap Family Italian Circus Friday and Saturday under the big top, joined by sideshow tents, a bubble blower, pirate ship, food tent, and more. Sunday's parade starts at the Egan Center, winds up Parker, down St. Francis, ends at the Knights Grounds. In the parade are the Queen candidates, floats, antique cars, military vehicles, marching bands, your city council, yours truly, and fun galore. Visit FlorissantMo.com and we'll see you there.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring. The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The robots are coming. The robots are coming. The robots are coming.
The robots.
The robots are coming. The first robotics championship coming to St. Louis, and you're invited. Join the Kilpoint Show broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center Friday, April 29th from 10 until 1. Hundreds of student robot teams ages 6 to 18 coming from all over the world to compete on special playing fields to see who's got the top spot. It's the Martin Kilcoin Show broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center Friday, April 29th on the Big 550 KTRS.
For more than 24 years, American Equity Mortgage has been loaning money to people to put them in the houses of their dreams. And for more than 24 years, American Equity Mortgage has made it possible for homeowners to use the equity in their homes to borrow money for something they needed. And for more than 24 years, American Equity Mortgage has been part of this show. 52 weeks a year for over 24 years. In a perfect radio world, every advertiser would come and stay. Sometimes that's impossible. And I get that. Sometimes businesses sell. They sell the business to somebody else. Either I don't want to do business with the new person, or the new person doesn't want to do business with me. American Equity Mortgage has been with us a long time. And they've done so well and they're so successful that I think they're going to be around a lot longer. And one of the ways you can tell who the leader is, who number one is, Window World, for example, is when somebody else copies you. And I don't think any mortgage company has been copied more than American Equity. Try to copy their phone number, try to copy the name, something sounds similar, try to copy the phrasing in their commercials. They're still way, way, way out front. So here's why you contact American Equity Mortgage. And when you do contact them, I think you know what to do. And that's make sure they know your AM and the PM. You're doing that for us. We need that. We really need that. Because if they don't know what advertising money they're spending, you know, what of that money works and what's not working, if they can't verify and confirm that it's working, then they stop spending that money. Then they stop paying for us, and we're off the air. So tell them your AM and the PM. Here's why you contact them. You found a house. You like the house. You need a mortgage. You want a very good rate, as good a rate as anybody can get you based on your credit rating. That's American Equity Mortgage. You have a house. You need to borrow money. Something's come up. Tuition, hospital bill, some expense wasn't covered by insurance. You need money. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. For the people in this communications medium or any other medium within the media. Media is plural. Medium is singular. TV is a medium. And in a couple of media, plural, TV and radio specifically, I hear people do this all the time. Folks, the word is not immediate or illegal. It's immediate and illegal. I hear this all the time. That is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's illegal, not illegal. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. Now, last week, and I, look, do not email me and say, we do not want to hear you talk about politics. I'll read your email, and I'll delete it, and I won't bother to send you back an email saying you're exactly right, because you are right. You don't want me to. I'm not here to do that. I'm here for nonsense. I'm here to tell stories and jokes, but sometimes I can't help it. Last week, George Clooney, and I think everybody knows this, held a fundraiser for Hillary. And you could hang out for a few minutes, I'll bet not much more than an hour or two, with George and Hillary for $343,000 a couple.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that was the price.
Wow.
And there were all kinds of people there, all kinds of rich people.
Well, we're most of them stars?
A lot of them. The Ellen DeGeneres crowd. Oh, okay. Yeah. And that guy, that goofy-looking guy from Big Bang Parsons, he was there.
Oh,
and they didn't show all the people, but they were, for the most part, either just very wealthy people in industry or technology or movie stars. $343,000 a couple. What I can't understand is, how do you come up with that? How about, why not $350,000 a couple?
Yeah, $343,000 a couple.
$343,000. Huh. And then, and let me preface this by saying, I believe 90% of all politicians are crooked and or liars.
Yep.
Okay?
Right.
This is not just about Democrats or Republicans. But I could not help but go and pull this morning some of Hillary Clinton's biggest lies. Now, please don't email me and go, Bush lied. I know, George, the senior, read my lips, no new taxes. But he's not running now. All right? Hillary is. And I confirmed all these this morning. In some cases, was able to actually go and find her either on YouTube or audio clips for saying these things. She said that when 9/11 hit, that her daughter, Chelsea, was jogging down by the towers. And it's a miracle she didn't get killed, because she could hear the rumble, looked up. She's jogging not far from the tower. Chelsea Clinton said in an interview, when they talked to her about it, she said, oh my goodness, I'll never forget it. I was in my apartment. Now, her apartment is a real expensive apartment, 12 blocks away from this. She said that's where she was. So Hillary says, oh yeah, yeah, I misspoke. She wasn't out jogging and almost got killed. Landed under sniper fire in Bosnia. When something like this is done by a Brian Williams, they're practically put out to pasture. Yes. Brian Williams is on TV now, but no one knows it because nobody's watching him.
I was going to mention Brian Williams because these are Brian Williams-type stories.
Oh, they are. They're exactly the same thing. He's put out to pasture. She is probably going to be the next president. Said she landed under sniper fire in Bosnia. Said she was ducking and running in fear of her life. No. They showed the video. She and Chelsea. Red carpet treatment, flowers, people smiling. Not a gunshot anywhere around.
Well, and then she said something about they were rushing us off to go to get into safety.
Yes.
But then they showed the whole Hillary and everyone else go to this group of kids that were on the runway so they could say hi to them.
It's one thing to make a mistake and forget.
I know.
How about this? She told Sir Edmund Hillary. Do you know who Sir Edmund Hillary is?
No.
The first guy to climb Mount Everest.
Okay.
So she meets this guy and tells him, you know, I'm named after you. My parents named me because of your great accomplishment. When he climbed Mount Everest, she was 6 years old. So that means they didn't name her till she was six? It's ridiculous. Said when they left the White House, she and Bill, they were, her words, dead broke.
Yep.
I don't need to say anything else. says she was very instrumental in the North Ireland peace process. They have now interviewed everybody involved in that peace. They said she was nowhere at that table, that had nothing to do with it. And then there's Benghazi, and I'll leave it at that. Now, if you want to send me a list of Donald Trump lies, I'll be happy to read them, but they need to be verified. But it's one thing to forget and misspeak. It's unbelievable. And people say, well, Trump's going to bring up Monica and all of Bill's girlfriends. Well, of course he is. You say he's not running. No, but she's the one who called these women liars. She flat out said they were liars, opportunists. And then we find out, whoops, no, they weren't lying. That's it. I'll be happy to read the Cruz lies, because according to Trump, Cruz, Lion Ted, that's what he calls him.
Yeah.
He's a liar too. And let's not forget what I said up front. I believe 90% at least of politicians, all of them.
Oh, I do too.
All 90% are either crooks and or liars, probably both. And that's a sad state of affairs. Because
mm-hmm.
I think they're in it for them more than they're in it for us. I really do. Let me do a little business. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll chat. We'll take your calls. And then about 4:30, Colin Jeffrey will come along. I invite you to go to Amini's if you've never gone, because I think it's a place you will, once you go, you'll wonder why you never went sooner, because I'm sure you've seen it if you've gone down by Chesterfield Valley along 40, if you want to call it Interstate 64, fine. If you're going west, you look to your left, you see an unusual building, not like the others, because it has a copper dome. That's a Meanies. And you'll wonder why you never bothered to stop in there. Probably because you never really, you wondered what it was and you weren't sure. I'll tell you what it is. It's like no other store you've ever been in. Everything from a fantastic lighting selection, Jaffe lighting, to area rugs, oriental rugs, machine-made rugs, like you've never seen before, especially with the liquidation sale next door. 60 to 80% off of some of the most beautiful rugs in the world. Some antique, some new. Pinball machines, arcade games, the most beautiful furniture in any store you've ever been in. Regular furniture stores do not have this furniture. Does it cost more? Yes. You'll see why. Home theater furniture, shuffleboard games, jukeboxes. I just named a sort of an eclectic set of... Those are things you don't see in any other store all together in one store, but you will in Amini's. And I hope you'll go, and I hope, like everything else we ask you to go to or visit or use, you will tell them your AM and the PM. They're saying they've had tremendous response. Get under that tent in the parking lot and take advantage of that up to 50% off the greatest patio furniture made in the world. You'll never replace it again, probably.